You should get a job at the North Pole.
I don't have one anywhere else, so.
Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed, and sitting over there being sexy as always is my favorite person on the planet, Jeff. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
You really make me feel like a natural woman, man. I appreciate it.
It's what I do for you. I'm here for you.
You really know how to rain compliments on a guy.
Well, you know, I mean, like, I don't have many compliments to give anyone else. Like, let's get the big elephant out of the room first. If we say anything terrible during this episode, we can't edit it out because I haven't heard from Dave in like 2 weeks. I think he may have farted himself into a coma. That's the only logical thing I've got. Jeff, do you have any idea what could possibly have happened to Dave?
I mean, that's entirely possible. I always thought he would fart someone else into a coma, but, you know, small room, no ventilation. It's entirely possible.
Yeah. Honestly, it's a blessing that he just farted himself into the coma.
Yeah.
And not anyone else.
Yeah, everyone like God, else. Somebody else God just avoided it.
If Lisa was in that room and he farted her into a coma, I'd be furious.
Yeah.
Furious.
He's
she doesn't deserve that.
He's nothing without her.
Absolutely. All right, so we're going to pause for 35 seconds and do a little music. Here we go. What's fun about that was that's the first time we've ever heard the music playing in the middle of an episode, and Jeff and I were just dirty dancing with each other.
I liked it. It was awesome. I think that should be the thing from now on.
Yeah. There's one less job Dave has to do if he ever comes back.
Yeah.
Ugh, that guy.
The one job that he has left, though, I hope he comes back for because it's kind of important. I can't take this kind of pressure week in and week out.
Yeah, one of us is just going to, like, just die in the middle of this.
It's just a lot to take.
There's going to be one really awkward pause that we're not going to be able to work around, and all of you poor saps are going to have to hear it.
I'm just going to...
Sorry.
I'm in a stream of consciousness when that comes up. I'm just going to start blabbing about stuff. So we'll see how it goes.
That's dangerous.
Yes, very.
On the plus side, at least we have something we are both passionate about to talk about today.
Oh, yes.
Today was my Super Bowl. Today is my Christmas. Today is basically the big porno convention in the middle of Pornosville, Pennsylvania. I don't know if that's a place, but I'm going to presume
it is. It's not, but I'm sure.
Oh,
Pornhub.
Premium, oh, excuse me, Mr. Geography.
Well, before we get into that, have you heard this thing with Pornhub Premium giving away like discounted memberships to folks that live in unfortunately named towns?
I haven't. Tell me everything about
it. So if you're like Intercourse, Pennsylvania, if you live there.
Terrible name.
Right. Terrible. Yeah. If you live there, you get a discount on your Pornhub Premium subscription.
How much of a discount are you talking
about? You know, I'm not sure, but I know that that was one of them. I know that Mianus, Connecticut, which is probably not how it's pronounced.
Wow. I would hope not.
Yeah, it's probably.
Actually, I kind of hope so.
No, I hope so, too.
I do.
It's M-I-A-N-U-S.
Deep down in my heart.
They may call it Mianus. Who knows? Or Mianus.
Yeah, it's Mianus now.
It's Mianus. So they get discounts. So.
How many dirt roads do you think they have in Mianus? Oh,
probably just one.
Yeah.
All right, but listen. That was wrong. That was wrong of me to step in there and delay you getting to gush over all the new toys.
To be fair, if there's anything that I would be okay with you stepping on my day for, it's stuff about Mianus, Connecticut. That's know that even if I'm in the middle of getting married, you can just jump up and scream Mianus, Connecticut, and you have immunity for life.
I'll be performing the ceremony, so I can say whatever the hell I want. No,
that's true.
Listen, I have a little gift for you. I hope this makes you happy. But for the first time, ever, in preparation for tonight, I watched the Apple event, almost the entire thing.
Well, folks, I just died. I'm surprised. I've never seen you do that much preparation for a thing before.
I've never, because I don't need to. I never need to. I have you. But.
That's true.
But I knew that we'd be Daveless. I knew that we'd be Sound of Music live on NBC tonight. And.
Don't you dare insult us like that.
What was the other one that they did?
Peter Pan.
How was that? Was that better?
They did. From what I understand, no.
Awesome.
You'd think as somebody who loves musical theater, I would watch those, but I don't.
Okay. I thought you would watch them just to rough them up. But either way, I wanted to know something. I didn't want to walk into this completely blind, not knowing what was going on, and then ask questions that you then had to look up. We don't have that kind of time. So
no.
I won't.
And I appreciate you not making me monologue for like 33 minutes while you just pepper in a question here or there. That's very helpful.
Listen, I will do what I can. There are going to be questions. I did miss the last few minutes, so we will get there. You will have to fill me in a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you something that didn't happen in the last few minutes, or the first few minutes, or the middle part. Or literally at any point today, was any talk about iPad Pros.
Oh,
I am heartbroken.
You know, I was kind of wondering if there was something at the end there, but that kind of sucks. Nothing about them, huh?
No, nothing about it. Really upset. Really want a no bezel 10.5 inch Pro to add to my fully bezeled 12 inch Pro. Because that will make my life that at that point, I think I've hit perfection.
What's the screen size? When you say the 12 inch, what is the screen size on the 12 inch? That's the screen size. So it's really a little over a 13 inch footprint.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I couldn't go for the 10 inch Pro because then if you had two apps side by side, it was doing blown up iPhone views instead of two full iPad views. That's why I got the big ass one. I had my reasons. It wasn't just compensation.
It was a little.
This is going well already.
Wow. Oh, compensationalism is.
It's a word.
So
it's
our word. They don't know. That could be a colloquialism that we have.
That's true. Ignore anything I said that makes it sound like it's not a colloquialism. Right.
So
another word I almost couldn't say.
See, I told you, man, I'm just going to start talking.
So, I love it. I love it.
I didn't miss anything about the iPad Pro, which while I'm sad that you're sad, I'm happy that I don't have to buy another iPad Pro because mine still works phenomenally. So sad for you.
It's good for you.
Mourning my friend's loss, but happy at the same time for my credit score.
I appreciate that.
Okay, so now I'm going to give you proper time to vent. Do you have anything more you need to get off your chest about the iPad Pro? Or do you want to move on?
Let's just move on. So let's keep it flowing because I'll burst into tears and then it's going to be very hard to work around that.
We can't do that. So let's go. I'm going to ask you this. So if there was nothing with iPads, I'm assuming I probably only missed a few minutes. So they probably didn't unveil any other new products besides the two that I know about. What was the last few minutes? We're going to kind of Tarantino this and work around. What were the last few minutes that I missed?
Just to go back for a second, if we're going to Tarantino this, which one of us has to have the weird foot fetish?
You already have it.
Because I don't want it to be me. I, all right, fine, fair. That's fair.
I honestly hate feet, hate them.
So do I. They're gross. Just gross. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Listen, do whatever you want, but keep your feet away from me. The thing that you might have missed that is actually important to you is the HomePod updates
that are
coming on Monday.
That is. Tell me about it.
You got yourself a little search by lyrics. So if you're like, hey, what's that song about mom's spaghetti? All of a sudden, you're going to have Eminem playing.
Wow.
Or something from the Wiggles. I don't know the catalog of the Wiggles, so it could go either way. But
dude, that's get awesome. One of those too. My daughter's going to love that. She doesn't know the title to any song.
Yeah. You can say to Siri, hey, play the song that goes, I'm a rebel just for kicks now. And it will pull up the Weird Al remix of that song, I hope, because that's what's...
Wow, that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
That is awesome. Update. I'm very excited about that. You can make and receive phone calls from the
home. Thank God. Honestly, that was one of the things that really kept me from, like, pushing you and others to say, to tell you, like, get the HomePod. Is that's really annoying.
That would be annoying. Yeah. Because you had to add your phone and crap like that.
Yeah, you have to start, you have to initiate the call from your phone and then transfer it over to the HomePod. That's a pain in the ass.
Nope.
You can.
You just tell Siri, call this person. Boom. Come Monday, you're going to be able to call people. You can use Find My iPhone. Like you do on your watch.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can set it off to make it go, things go ping, 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 which would basically drive my dog insane in my house. That's fun. You're going to have Siri shortcuts on there. So all the new things that you're going to be able to do with Siri, like what they had with the workflow app, they're now bringing to Siri. So you can be like, hey, let's get my morning going. And then it does like 27 different things. You're going to be able to pull that off.
I saw something about Siri shortcuts. They talked about that earlier. That's good that they're integrating it into the HomePod, though.
Now, are you ready for the most revolutionary part of this? The one thing that the HomePod has over every other iOS-based device?
I know what it is. All right, go for it. Yes.
You ready? You can set multiple timers now.
Multiple timers.
Everybody just start making it rain craft singles, because that's...
Now I have to bring my HomePod when I go to the melting pot, so that this way I can make sure that I don't overcook my shrimp or undercook my meats.
Yeah. Can we talk about the melting pot for a second? Just interject. I am very torn about the melting pot, because, I do love dipping things in cheese, but the idea of spending that much money to cook my own food, it feels a little creepy to me.
I actually love the melting pot. I think the food is very good, and it happens so quickly. Like, it cooks so quickly that you don't think about it. The problem is this. My kids really like that place, but it's a lot easier to not bring them. But
that's true. I think that's true. In a lot of places,
it's really not too bad. Like if we go to Hibachi, like a Hibachi place is great for them,
right? But not too bad is still worse than not having it any troubles at all. I'm just saying, as a general rule, not bringing your children places sounds like it's a better move.
It depends on
than bringing. And I love your children. Like
there are a lot of shitty children. Mine aren't. So they're good.
No, your children are great.
A lot of places. Honestly, they're great at the melting pot. They love it. It's just much less work if I were there without them. See, I mind the amount of work when I have to cook three people's food. When I'm just dropping mine in, I'm good to go.
Yeah, you don't want your children to get botulism.
Right.
That's a real downer.
So HomePod would be great at... HomePod would be a great addition to the table at Melting Pot.
Hopefully, eventually, they come out with a mini HomePod so you can just take a smaller one instead of that entire stereotypical Russian hat.
That is true.
Which you have to wear in Serbia.
All right. So that's great for me. HomePod update is going to be awesome. Looking forward to that. Did I
I thought that'd get you going.
I'm off to a roaring good start right now. All right. So what else did I miss after the R?
Besides the, you're going to have the new Apple TV OS update coming out on Monday. If you've got the 4K, it'll add Dolby Atmos support. And I think that's about it. You know, I don't know too many people who went and bought a new receiver just so that they could eventually get Atmos support. I mean, I know one because it's me, but other than that,
I don't know how many people are going to be that excited Atmos,
about it.
But that's coincidental. It wasn't because of this. I know with you, I know with you, it's on purpose.
Yeah. Mine was 80% that, and like 80% that I was getting a PlayStation 4 Pro and I needed another 4K port. So,
you know what? That's actually my reason. Was the ports. I needed the ports.
Have you played this? Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Have you played the new Spider-Man game yet?
I didn't get it yet.
We're going to talk about that at the end.
Okay.
I've got feelings and they're all good. So after that, I don't think there was much anything. Hey, do you remember the Air Power that they announced last year?
The mat for charging?
It was the mat that you could put your phone and your watch and your AirPods on. Yeah, that's been scrubbed off of Apple's website entirely. Yeah. Yeah, apparently that's never going
to
happen.
Is it because they don't need to because they can put their resources somewhere else because everyone's already made one?
I think it's partially that, and also the way that the Apple Watch charges is different than the way that the iPhone charges, so it's a little bit too ambitious to try to make it work both in one thing.
Okay.
So that's a bummer, but what can you do?
That's not crashing my world.
Yeah, No, I've already put wireless chargers everywhere, so I don't really give a shit.
Let's
talk some Apple Watch.
I am furious right now
because I know you
that I have laid a, on that me. I what's, got a what's three your and I'm outside of the return policy for the three. That's furious because I think I look to see what the significance of the upgrade is. Or the significance of the updates are, and this is some, I think, significant.
Okay. Really? I tend to disagree with you, actually. I find that 90% of them are just like, eh, all right. I think once you hit having the LTE in the watch, I thought that should have been a Generation 2 thing, so we finally kind of caught up to where I was expecting. So I'm good on my Series 3
I look at it like this. I find that my watch has spotty service, to say the least, when it's not near my phone. So The fact that the new one is going to have the whatever glass back so that you have ceramic back.
Ceramic. It's a ceramic glass back.
It's going to improve the reception. I like. There's five big things with it, and maybe that. And I may be stating all five of the big upgrades. But the fact that they've made it better for phone calls with a larger speaker and separating the microphone from the speaker to reduce echo. Is big for me because I do like to make phone calls on this. Mm-hmm. The louder speaker to me is huge. So what else? The improved cellular service because I have a cellular Apple Watch and I do like to use it without my phone. But I find that I keep my phone around because the service is kind of spotty. So if it is actually improved, then I do like that. And then the big one is, I know it's only two millimeters, But it's a bigger footprint, which I want.
Hey, nobody on this podcast is ever going to tell you that 2 millimeters won't matter.
Who are we?
We're no one.
I've wanted that because
we'd be idiots.
You know, I have a fat wrist. Let's just call it what it is. And I like the look of a bigger watch. I wish it was a 50 millimeter, to be honest with you. But I like the fact that it's a little bit bigger. Now I'd have to look at it and see whether that really is at all, you know, makes any difference whatsoever. But the truth is, the difference between the other two was 4 millimeters, and it's significant. So I'm assuming another 2 is probably going to look significant.
Yeah.
So that bothers me. That makes me want this. And of course, I like the FDA health stuff that goes along with it. I happen to like that very much.
Yeah.
You know, the ability to do the echocardiogram. And again, I know that it's a bit gimmicky, but it's pretty mm-hmm. cool. And I have a family member that has AFib, and this would be pretty cool to be able to track that, and gives you a little bit of peace of mind. So as a well-known hypochondriac, I would love to have something like that. I know, not big to most people, but they kind of really had me in mind with these updates.
That part I actually thought was pretty dope. I was all about the whole heart monitoring stuff.
Yeah, like
the rest
I said,
of it doesn't do shit.
I feel like these updates are very tailored to me. They were like, hey, we know you just bought one. Here's a big fuck you. So.
Yeah.
You know what was cool?
Thanks for helping us buy another gold-plated yacht.
Is that
our assholes.
They still make the bands. Like, all the bands are still compatible.
Mm-hmm.
So, because, you know, you were just waiting for them to go lightning connector on people and completely, you know, change everything and make all
yeah.
those bands useless. So having the bands still be able to work is pretty cool. Did I miss any physical upgrades? I mean, we could get real detailed and start talking about the chipset, and you know, I know it's going to perform better, and it's got an improved accelerometer and gyroscope with that. Oh, go ahead.
And that's the part that made me the most excited, because you could hear, like, just existentially as they were doing this, as they were saying, yeah, we have a new feature that if you fall down and you're not moving, we'll call 911 for you. You heard everybody at
Life Alert
shit their pants in unison, because the I've fallen and I can't get up.
You're right.
Click, bang. They're done. It's over. That poor old woman.
Yes.
That poor old woman is
done.
Now dead twice.
I do like that. That's gonna be,
and that kind of amused me.
That would be awesome if I had that, like, in college. Somebody call 911 as I'm passed out in an alley somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that is going to be a real touch-and-go game with a bunch of drunks. It's like, oh, are you just passed out in front of a White Castle, or are you dead? We're not sure.
No.
Yeah, 24-year-old me would not do well.
I am excited about it. So I think that's really all the physical changes, right? What are they – what about the WatchOS update? I think it's the 17th.
I don't remember when they said. I believe that is coming out on the. I think it was like the 21st. But that'll have the thing that you and I have been most waiting for, which is the walkie-talkie radios on your wrist. Because you and I are just going
to
spontaneously just be shouting butts at each other all day.
It's
going to be the best time of our lives, and then we're going to jump it. And we're going to jump in front of a big old moose
or
something.
Let me ask you a question. They stated, you know, when they started talking about prices and release dates and I want to say like the pre-order is the 14th, the release date's the 21st, and the OS update is 27th or 17th or 21st or somewhere in there. They talked about that they are keeping the they're keeping the 3 in the lineup, so the 3 will still be available. Is it safe to say, will the 3 get the updates that the 4 is going to have? All the watchOS updates? So what I really liked, some of the new watch faces, the customizable ones, what did you think?
Yeah.
Oh, not getting them?
I liked them. We're not getting them. No, those are we not getting takes, any? Those take advantage of the larger screen. We have one that
is more, maybe a little bit more.
I would be very happy if they changed it, because the modular face is the one I use the most. If they could give me a little bit more oomph on that. By the way, okay. WatchOS 5 is released on the 17th.
Right.
Because it would split the difference between pre-order and release. I don't know if we're going to get any of those watch faces. I would like it if we did, because again, that modular face.
Yeah, I liked it.
Gave me a little bit of the heart palpitations.
Yeah,
if I had the fourth watch, you'd be getting
notifications that you're an AFib.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I'd be like, hey guy.
No, I will tell you this.
Maybe you want to take a drink of water and go on your fainting couch.
I think I'd be scared shitless if my watch, like, you know, pinged me and showed me, yeah, like, your heart's not working. I'd be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I get, like, so I have terrible allergies, so I have to take the over-the-counter Sudafed, like, not the meth one, but the regular one, because I don't feel like giving them my ID all the time. And I was getting those notifications like 3 or 4 times a day of like, your heart is beating extremely fast and you haven't moved from your chair in 3 hours. I'm like, well, guess it's working. What?
That's how I know.
I'm on the crack. Yeah.
Well, I am excited about the watchOS update. Alerts and the breathing. I am also on a mission to figure out how to minimize the cost of me getting the new Apple Watch. Because I have to.
It's a worthy endeavor. I know. I understand. Take it for, believe me when I tell you, I understand exactly what you're going through.
Right.
Not necessarily with the watch, but with everything else.
That's really it for the watch. Let's get to it.
You want to break into the main event, as it were?
Undercard. And let's talk about the R, and I have reasoning for it.
All right. Ooh, do you have reasoning for the R? Oh,
see?
Daring.
If we were talking about the S, I'd have to season. Good wordplay, buddy. Why wouldn't you stop me? You knew a joke like that was coming. Yeah. Why don't you hit stop or close your browser or something? No, seasoning.
I was kind of hoping you were going to go with spicy.
It's just awful.
I understood how you got there. I'm not going to tell you that I approve of the joke, but
okay,
we can't edit it out. So, hey now.
I know the time is nearing. The time is nearing for my oldest to end up getting a phone. And I think I can probably push it another school year. But it was good to see that one, because I always felt like the C was a real piece of junk. And it's not.
Hard disagree, but go on. The C hasn't been out in a bajillion years. No, when the C came out, the 5C was awesome.
Yes. Yes.
You might be thinking the SE?
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking. Yes, he had the 6S internals in a 5S body.
Okay.
It only came in one color or two. It came in silver and black.
Space gray.
I beg your pardon, silver and space gray.
I remember they came out. They did
and maybe there was the golds too. I don't know. I didn't really pay that much attention to the five.
Maybe when the sevens came out. Right. But it was.
That was the SE is the one you're thinking of. That was when they brought the lower end one. The one before that was the 5C, I thought it was a mistake, the SE,
not the C.
I like the back on that was great.
And I thought it was kind of junk, and it had significantly lower specifications than anything, and I didn't like it. Where listening to the R or looking at the R with, you know, a 10-year-old or a, you know, a junior high school age kid in mind, I actually think it might be a suitable option. It's not.
I agree. I think it'll last you longer, certainly, than an 8. Because you've got everything that you've got in the
and different camera
10, you'll now have in the 10R. It's just a different screen, really, and not right. But even that's mitigated by the fact that they have all the stuff in the A12 chip that makes it so that you could do the bokeh effects and all the rest of that shit. That
which are
people
great,
are like,
by the
ooh,
way.
This is great.
The cameras,
and the emojis and
reason alone,
all that.
So,
Yeah.
So the R is basically slightly lower resolution on the screen. And a slightly less capable, yet still capable camera. And what's the footprint on it?
Mm-hmm. I believe it is the same size as a Plus, I think. I could be wrong. The screen itself is 6.1 inches.
Is it Face ID? I didn't catch that.
I don't have any actual physical size in front of me.
So you got no home button.
Yes. Yes.
You have, I'm assuming if it's no home button, then it's edge-to-edge screen.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know what the...
Yes, indeed. It's LED instead of... LCD instead of OLED. Which they've changed the backlighting so that this way the screen actually fills. That was the whole problem with LCD going edge to edge anyway. You'd have issues with the backlighting at the edges of the screen.
Yeah,
they fixed
that
somehow.
A lot of
that
stuff seems like that's what it is.
I think dark magic.
I like that. I think it's might be a way to go.
Yeah. I'm actually furious about the XR only because I've been dying for them to release like a midnight blue 10 and they released like a lighter blue 10R.
Come on,
people. Give me the color I want.
Gold.
Damn you.
I am thrilled. I've had a gold phone for years. When they handed me this black
happened. Yeah.
Oh, space gray. Sorry. Still boring. But yeah, I am thrilled that gold is back in the mix.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been a silver guy until the 10, because the white on the back of the 10 looks like trash. And the band on the outside was just like, blech. It's too shiny. It's too shiny for me. So I went with the black one. And now I've got all black Apple products. So I'm going through my goth Apple phase.
Let's get into it.
Let's talk about the big boy.
I think, you know, normally it's every 10S. Other year you get a really big jump. I feel like this is a really big jump.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, like, I understand this is still a top instead of a tick, because you're getting faster Face ID. You still have the same basic design. You still have similar cameras. The big jumping points are the different size screens, the gold, and the internals, which are always going to be improved. But I also agree with you that while it's a talk in design, like externally, internally, it makes my nerd heart flutter.
I have nothing to add to that. That is absolutely exactly what I felt. I know that people that may not realize it are going to say, oh, it looks exactly like the 10. But it is not. It is not the 10. It is.
No. No. Going from, what did they have? Two cores in the neural engine, and now they've got 8. That's the thing that controls Face ID. That is going to be so much faster that it's going to make things insane. That's also part of what handles metal. So the graphics processing with the 4-core GPU is going to be ridiculous.
That's the big thing. If you take nothing else away from this now,
I love you.
We'll go 10 to 10S. We'll go 10 to 10S, and we'll talk about the max in a few minutes. But if you go 10 to 10S, it's aside from the gold, you're going to be holding what feels and looks like the same phone. Mm-hmm. But it's better glass.
Yeah.
Which is really good.
Mm-hmm. Which is good because the 10's glass pisses me off because I have one scratch on my phone. Now, you know me. You know I never have a scratch on my phone. The only other time I've ever had a scratch on my phone is when somebody knocked my original iPhone off a desk and it cracked. And I still have that phone. It's in a drawer behind me, and I just stare at it and think about how mad I am at that person to this day. This phone has a slight scratch. I don't keep it in a pocket with anything. My left pocket is iPhone only. In case you're ever trying to pickpocket me, that's the one to go for.
I go for the zipper.
Please don't pickpocket me. I'll be sad.
See, I told you. You stop taking a drink. Yeah, I'm just going to yell shit out. So
that you're playing pick a pocket, not picking my pocket.
So you... Right.
That's
so
fine.
I'm also
out of water now.
A scratch
so
on the phone,
I'm doomed.
It's unheard of. And I feel like they took a little bit of a step backwards with the glass on this phone. Not to mention, there's a lot more of it. There's a lot more glass on here than there was on the 7 or the 6S or you know, anything like that. I won't compare it to the 8 that came out at the same time.
There's 100% more glass. This is going back to like the 4
ever
style, whereas the glass front and back, which
the
4 is still
the
my favorite
phone.
Well, the 4S was my favorite phone ever. Yeah, that was the last.
The 4S was actually my first
time
iPhone.
They really designed a phone where I was like, yes, give me this now immediately. I don't care.
That's why that must be why I stuck around. I also love
the
6 too. The 7 I got out of necessity. I'm not enthralled with the 10, but I like it. Yeah, I like. Yeah, see,
I love the 10.
You want to know why the 10
bothers
me? The 10
is a very the 10 is a very close second to the 4S.
Pisses me off. Yeah, the performance of Face ID pisses me off a little bit. And
see, I have no problems with Face ID.
That's pretty much it. Other than that, you're right. It's a pretty good phone. You know what I wish? I wish it had a little bit bigger of a screen.
It's very, but this is going to be. Hey, I can help you with that.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Can
I
tell you? Can I tell you that you might be pleased by the next phone that we discuss?
What?
I'm about to lay it on you. The 10S Max, which is, in my opinion,
it's
the worst name of
cool
a phone.
It's not cool. You're right.
possibly since the BlackBerry Storm. Just, it's so bad. No. No, it's... are we about to all start, you know, wearing clothes like we're going to Bayside High next? Come on. Stop with Max. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she just called it the iPhone XX Treme with just the X instead of EX. It's just X Treme. Yeah. Yeah. Although they knowing them, they'd be like, oh, it's the iPhone X Treme. And here you go.
Bad names aside.
Hoity-toity. The jackasses.
The phone's pretty good.
So he, yeah. Yeah. It is. And it's finally doing the one thing that I've been waiting for years. Because starting with the 6S, I think, the camera on the plus size phone, or the max size phone, if you're a idiot, Johnny Ive, had a better camera than the regular size. I like smaller phones. I don't like these giant monsters that I have to... like, I'm not comfortable putting 6.5 inches into my pants. It's 5. Never have, never will. 5.8 is still a stretch for me. It was a whole new world, let me be honest. And this is the phone where the only difference is the battery, because obviously it's a bigger phone, so it has a bigger battery, and the screen. That's it. I'm getting the same camera on the XS that everyone else could get on the XS Max. I hate saying that. It hurts to say XS Max. I don't know why they did this. Oh, God. Hurts my bones.
I don't know. This is tough.
So which one are you going to get? That's the question. Because I know, like me, you like larger screens, but I also think you don't particularly care for giant-ass phones. But that is a giant-ass screen.
I've had the pluses my last two or three phones, whatever it is, before getting the 10, were all the pluses. And I got used to it, and I liked it. It's, you know, it worked fine for me. Now... even on here, though, the 10 is not as easy to use one handed because of just where some of the stuff is placed on it. So if I'm going to have to use the phone, if I'm going to have to do certain stuff two handed.
Yes.
What's the difference if I get the bigger phone and have the bigger screen to me? I want to see, you know, I don't think it's going to be much of an adjustment for me to go back to carrying the bigger phone. It's what I had.
Right.
You know. I think I want to see it first. The Super Retina display. I mean, I know we talked about the processing internals, but the Super Retina display, if it looks anything like what the newer iPad Pro looks like, and it should look even better. The new iPad Pro with the True Tone technology is outstanding.
Yeah.
It's outstanding. It makes you not want to look at photos. Photos are big for me because, you know, with the kids and all of that stuff, it's probably what I use the phone most. Yeah, I do. Three. It's true. Truth. But photos are probably what I look at the most.
Wait, you've got kids?
And when you look in on that Pro, and then you look on it somewhere else, except for my 10, you're like, what? This doesn't – it's just – unbelievable to look at. And the camera, the camera on the 10 is exquisite.
Yeah. No, it definitely is.
And like the portrait mode, and I haven't even screwed around with it enough to really make the most out of it. Mm-hmm. But I've taken beautiful shots of the portrait mode, and I can only imagine what the upgraded camera, which I don't think it's higher megapixels, is it?
It's the processing of the A12. Basically, what they've done is the Google Pixel had some software enhancements that let it take much better pictures in low light. which I thought was all marketing bullcrap until I went away for work and my friend had a Pixel and I had my iPhone 10 and their low light pictures were
I remember
so much
that.
Better than mine. I was furious. I almost went and was like, I've got my work phone, so let's swap that out for a Pixel. But this is supposed to do the same thing. And you're going to be able to do with the bokeh effect, which when they did this, it...
Yeah.
All I can think of is how dope this is going to be at Comic-Con, because I'm a dork. But you can change the actual depth of the effect.
Yeah.
I have another app on my phone that lets me do that. Just being able to do that in the camera app would be so much easier.
For me, the improvement in face recognition, the gold and the camera make it like a must-have phone for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go for 256. I don't think I need the 512.
Are you going for a 256 or a 512? Woo!
Okay, well,
let's
not get ahead of
ourselves. Because I feel like it's going to be harder to get a 256.
It means that I can't get the phone.
And I want my launch day.
We both knew that was coming.
So, but also, I also don't have a, I don't. Yeah, it's true. We did. We both knew it in our souls.
Yeah,
I'll tell you the other thing that's really getting me excited.
That was very cool
because
you don't need to carry two phones.
Is the dual SIM situation?
Yes, you do.
Because.
Now, it's not two
I do
physical
carry two
SIMs,
phones
right?
currently. I would like to stop doing that because it's annoying. No, it's one is the physical SIM,
so
and the other is an eSIM, like that's on the iPad Pros or the iPads
eSIM.
That have wireless capabilities, or your watch.
I mean, you could do either one, but you make your primary phone the eSIM when you get the phone. Then you pop the SIM tray out,
mm-hmm.
put your work SIM card in there, and both your phones are in one place.
Yeah. And I would, if you're thinking about doing this and you have AT&T, I'd probably say make your primary the eSIM. Because if it's anything like their iPad situation, you're not going to be able to unpair it from AT&T. So you might as well have
the
one where you can
if you're ever
going to
travel
swap
with
in
the
and out
or anything like that.
Being
you make
for
the,
other.
Always make the primary
your eSIM. I don't know if they're going to keep that.
Because if you want to go, if you're going to travel abroad and you want to get a local plan or you know, one of those prepaid SIM type of things.
Yeah,
it'd be much easier to physically swap that in and out.
Yeah. Now the question on my mind is if you're in a foreign country and you swap out the eSIM or the SIM, does the eSIM still work in roaming or will it somehow piggyback off of the other SIM card? I imagine
I
that it would still work
the
on roaming.
Phone carriers. Would
I'm
not allow
pretty
that.
Sure I'm overthinking it. But that's how
what
dope would that be? Oh yeah, I'd imagine that they would hate it.
Yeah,
but
that's a good point.
I also imagine that Apple would go, "All right, eat our butt," and just do whatever the hell they want anyway. I just don't know if technologically it would be feasible. Or
yeah,
worthwhile.
That's another.
But if Apple thought they could do it,
that is something
or
that
wanted to do it, they would just do it.
Everybody,
they
but for the
care.
People that it affects, that's a huge get for them. Not carrying two phones is awesome.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm wondering is this.
Yeah.
You're not going to have
to. I'm going
to
be able to cut down
on
at least one wire on my desk.
That's great.
That's phenomenal.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's throw one of tailing back to the 2 weeks ago when we last had an episode. Will things like Nomo Robo, which you have to have as a per line thing. Well, then switching between those two numbers on the fly. Does that work for both numbers then? I didn't even think of that until just now.
Here's my question. If you have a
into the phone app, email it would have to work for everything.
Can you, if you have a work email address on your work phone, like in your case, now I don't know. I know and email I do. Does not take up the most data. I get it. But can you pair certain accounts? Like, can you pair your work email to pull through your work SIM?
That's a really interesting question. I would imagine, I don't know that it's technologically possible with iOS 12, but I would imagine that you'd be able to somehow, once they built it, maybe in like the next iOS, you should be able to say, like, you wouldn't be able to say, I have these two apps in the one main iOS mail app, and I only want data to come in for this account from this thing. It would have to be per app.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but I'd imagine there's more than enough free email apps do mail.
Most of the
just
email,
download Spark. Boom.
Carriers or providers out there, they have their own. They have their own iOS app too. Anyway, I mean, your work one might not, but I'm sure most people's work one you can do through the Outlook app too. Yeah. I didn't want to say it because I didn't want
you to make
fun of me. But I do.
There's a sentence I never thought I'd say. Outlook, good.
Not the program itself. The program itself is just awful.
No, I mean, like, if you're talking about on a computer, I'd mock you horribly. But on the... Yeah. Yeah. Although apparently the next release of Outlook for the Mac is going to be based off of a lot of the code from the iOS version, so that would be nice. It would be so cool if you can, like, I don't know, connect to Gmail from Outlook without having to sacrifice a baby to the Dark Lord Baphomet. That's a thing you can't do.
It doesn't exist.
Ooh,
it's crazy.
Hey now, what's up, weird AOL crap that you could do in 1993? How you doing, girl? It doesn't. It is horseshit.
So,
it really does.
What else you got?
Stop making my life difficult, people.
Do we miss anything?
Make it easier. That's all I ask. I don't think so. iOS 12 comes out on the 17th, unless if you just jump onto the beta program today and then you can get the Gold Master. But the Shortcuts app isn't out yet for iOS 12, as far as I know, which is driving me insane. It's all I wanted. It's all I've wanted this entire beta period, and I haven't gotten it because I'm not dropping $99 to be a developer.
It's coming.
It's infuriating. I do so much with Shortcuts, with Workflow. I just want to have it so I can do it with Siri. It's all I want.
Be here before you know it.
But other than that, I've got... What, 5 days?
Yes, I noticed
5 days
and then
my dreams come true. Group FaceTime is delayed. That is another upsetting thing. I was really looking forward to us being able to record podcasts on iOS without any problems.
I don't want Skype.
But we can't now. Although we could with the new Skype, but that's neither here nor there. Nobody does. No. Nobody wants Skype. Skype is sad.
Works for me.
I think that's it. I think that's basically the long and the short of it. We can talk more about iOS 12 next week after we've played with it a bit.
Yeah, we made it. No Tourette-like outbursts. No.
Well, then I think so. I think we survived. We survived the live episode. No. Neither of us. Yeah.
Well done.
I can't sit here and say, no, please don't listen to this episode because absolutely shit my pants on it. I didn't. Pants? Shit free. Thanks, man. I did it for your approval.
Nope.
All right, man. I'll talk to you next week. And sorry to everyone who's listening. I don't have the closing music, so you're just going to have to hear us die out. Unless if Jeff, do you want to give us a little exit tune? Cool.